News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Sunday morning. We are expecting cold temperatures for the day today. Temperatures falling to around 2 degrees. It is 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. President Obama is calling on Congress to extend unemployment benefits, which expired for more than a million Americans yesterday. A statement from the National Economic Council said that cutting off emergency unemployment insurance would be a blow to families and the economy. President Obama made phone calls to Senator Jack Reed and Republican Senator Dean Heller to show support for their legislation to extend benefits. Antigo officials are releasing more information about a fatal fire that claimed the life of an elderly woman on Thursday. She's being identified as 85-year-old Thelma Beulah. Police say she was found unconscious inside the home after neighbors called 911 to report the fire. She was rescued from the house but could not be revived and was later pronounced dead. Investigators do not believe that anything suspicious started the fire. In sports, the Badgers finished out December unbeaten as they won a hard-fought match against Huntsville, Alabama at the Kohl Center Saturday night. The Badgers won 3-2 but struggled in the second period after a number of costly penalties. The Badgers returned to action Friday night at home against Anchorage, Alaska. Meanwhile, it's the Packers versus the Bears, and a playoff spot is on the line. In addition to the return of Aaron Rodgers, the Packers announced yesterday they also activated third-year wide receiver Randall Cobb. Packers and Bears kick off at 3:25 this afternoon, pregame at 1 o'clock. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting temperatures to continue to drop through the day today. Temperatures falling to around 2 this afternoon, wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. Clear skies and frigid cold tonight, a low around 17 below zero, wind chills between 20 and 30 below. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.